Hustlers Lounge TV, the hottest blog in the streets.
Hey man, shout out to Hustle Line TV, man. Y'all folks ain't locked in with my boy. Y'all better go do that shit, nigga. For real solid nigga, man. Y'all go follow my boy.
Word my move. That nigga so sweet, can't come right here, might take it too. Your bro got hit, your gang ain't spin, we can't be cool. That big old folks who need you up, I can't be fooled. Look, my bitch hit me out, I was down on my dick, I was down to my lows. I'm good with the owner, I do what I want, I'm all on the sofa.
What's up, man?
Yeah, man, I'm glad to have you on here, man.
Been a long time coming, man. Long time
coming. Yeah, man. So how I want to jump into it is, like, let the people know where you from, man, where you grew up.
Man, I grew up on the east side my whole life, man, over there by Grove Park, that's what we call it, man. And just really, I used to go out there. I think I started around, like, middle school, I'd say. I just started going out there hooping and, like, hooping with older dudes. I was a young nigga out there and shit. So it was like, I'm out there hooping with folks that play on the high school team, game bangers, all that shit. So yeah. That shit really made me talk when I'm hooping. I ain't calling no fouls, none of that shit.
Yeah.
But I ain't really had no hard experiences growing up, you know what I'm saying? My mom and my dad were there for me, so I respect them for that. I love them for that.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. So they really, like, taught you, you know what I'm saying, the ins and outs of everything,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Just show me how, like, I need to move so I can take care of my kids and stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
I feel you, bro. So when you first picked up the mic, man, like, got the urge to do some rapping?
To be honest, man, I've been, like, for the last, I'd say, 5-6 years, I just been playing around with, like, I might drop a freestyle and 2 songs a year. And yeah. Then I really just got serious, like, literally, like, what it was, September of last year.
Okay.
September last year, that really when I just got serious with it.
Alright.
I want to say the first real song I had that I actually like was feeling was like, I had a song called Big Mad.
Okay.
Big Mad, that was my first real song that I feel.
Alright. Shoot, that was up, bro. So, like, I want to, you know what I'm saying, give you a big shout out too, man, because, like, in the 229, man, I see you doing your thing, bro. I see you. You know, damn near every weekend you got something going on. I see flyers on your Instagram, you know what I'm saying? And I say, bro, really working, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Where ethic come from, bro? You just,
man.
Just in you, just, man, like.
Yeah, I just try to take advantage of, like, every opportunity I get. So, like, when I get one show, I'm like, okay, I gotta rock out with that one. I gotta get some good feeling. Boom, I post that. Folks see that, they might hit me up like, hey, I want you to come such and such, do a show here, do a show there. So it just keep going on. I gotta get that content though.
Yeah.
That content key.
You know, shout out to the 912 too, man. Like,
yeah, I love that Savannah show. Them folks show love, man.
Yeah, man, damn, like bro. Damage, man. Yeah. I was like, man, you know what I'm saying? It really had a good message on there, man. Like, and I was saying, like, you talk about your pops.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But you like, this ain't no
R.I.P. song.
Yeah.
Okay, it was just like a mix of everything. Then like, literally like, when like, I think my granddaddy had passed like 2 days. So, but I didn't make the song about that. I just threw that in there to show like, this ain't about him.
Yeah. That's real, man. I see you could really, what I like about you, man, you got something for the ladies. Mm-hmm. And you can do something for the hood, you feel me? Like, you're not just one dimensional.
Right.
It is something you acquired throughout the years.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, that come from, like, my music selection that I listen to. Like, I listen to some of everything. Like, I might bump some with it. I might bump Lil Baby and all that, Future and all that one day. I might listen to some Drake one day. I might listen to it. What do this? Some Chris Brown, Eric Belinga. Mm-hmm. All that. I listen to everything.
Yeah, that what's up, bro. So, like, you just really, like, don't hold yourself to one type of music, you know what I'm saying? And you feel like that hurt a lot of artists when they just stick to, like, one way or you feel like that's just they lane?
I feel like it can help you, but at the same time, if it ain't for you, just stick with your lane. Because, like, you might be having your way, everybody loving your way, what you doing, and you try to switch over. They ain't fucking with that. They just might throw some folks off track. So
yeah.
I say just do it best for you.